Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Insight into Healing. Today is a special, special day. Insight into Healing usually airs Wednesday nights at 8 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio, but I felt such the need and the urgency to do a special edition this week of Insight into Healing on Columbus Day. It is so near and dear to my heart, my Italian heritage, my American heritage, and my family. On the line, I have John A. Frada. He's the chairman of the New York State Commission for Social Justice. This is the anti-defamation arm of the Order Sons and Daughters of Italy. John, thank you so much for being on the show on such short notice. It's an honor to have you on.
No, thank you. It's a pleasure to be on. I wish it was under better circumstances.
Yes, yes. You know, all this stuff that's been going on in the media, this disgraceful movement about Columbus Day and removing statues and this American holiday, how did this get started?
Well, you know, it got started in Colorado, where we won Colorado, by the way, Native American groups in Colorado started a battle to do away with Columbus Day, and we successfully fought that and won in Colorado. But then, you know, it's like politically correct people, the people that want to rewrite history and tell a side of a story that just isn't true based on the facts. So now I think what added more steam to it this year was the nonsense that went down in Charlottesville with the Confederate statues. Comparing Columbus to a Confederate statue is ridiculous. Those people were traitors. Columbus was an explorer. He was the admiral of the seas. He was courageous enough to do what people told him couldn't be done and found this land. Even though he found it by mistake, he thought he was in India, he proved that you could get to these lands over here. And he opened up the shipping routes to what is now America and the Caribbean.
Yes. And I think it's, you know, some people might actually not know the whole background of Columbus and of all of how important it is to America and Italians. He's a very important figure in our country.
Yeah, well, you know what it was. You have to understand. First of all, the Columbus holiday has been celebrated since the early 1800s. That's when they first started celebrating the Columbus holiday. And back then, the people felt that they had to celebrate this man who really did what he did, you know, the courageous trip that he made and the beautiful country we have today. But, you know, it's been under attack now for a few years by a group of people that just want to do away with it. And, you know, first of all, let's get it out straight. We're not opposed to an Indigenous Peoples Day. I believe that their culture should be celebrated just like every other culture. And we support that. But for them just to want to do it on Columbus Day is an insult to Italian Americans. Italian Americans really adopted Columbus at the turn of the century in the early 1900s when they came to these shores. You know, let's face it, they were being discriminated against. They were considered not even white people. And they needed a hero to look up to. And that's where Christopher Columbus came in.
Yes, yes. I think, where does it stop? I mean, yes, people want to have their own day. But as you said, to pick it on Columbus Day, to replace Columbus Day, is such an insult to Italians and such the hard work that our heritage has done to help in America and to have such pride in America.
I think it ends, and I'm hoping if this issue did not wake up the Italian-American community who's been sleeping for a long time, no issue will. I mean, let's face it, Italian-Americans came to this country. They work hard. They want what's best for their family. We always have the adage that we want better for our children than what we have. And so we worked very hard. And right now we believe in family. We believe in God. We believe in, you know, working hard. You know, to Italian Americans, they don't like taking off from work to protest. Yeah, they're very thick-skinned. They, you know, they'll put up with the jokes and the stereotyping and all that. But and because of that, and it's been going on for years, because of that, people feel that now's the best time to attack our heritage, because they figured we were sleeping on, at the wheel. But guess what? They woke us up.
Oh, yes. I know a lot of fellow Italian-Americans are just outraged with this. It's an insult. My dad, rest in peace in heaven, would be probably turning right now, because I grew up with such stories of our heritage, our legacy, of how hard it is to be an Italian, to come to this country, to work hard, that there was discrimination. But they still worked. They did what they did. They learned the language. They worked hard and would never take a day off to protest. I can tell you that, which I think speaks volumes.
You're 100% right, and I'm hoping that with this issue, if they have to take a day off to protest, I'm hoping that they come out and protest. I think enough is enough. You've been attacking us for a long time. I mean, just in April, just to give you an example of how bad things are, in April, I think it was April 6th on Saturday Night Live, they had an episode called a Visit to the Lower East Side Tenement Museum. And these students went to visit the museum, and they did a thing where they went back to 1901. And it was a Polish couple talking about how they can't get a job in America because all the filthy greaseball Italians have those jobs. And, I mean, the skit went on. It was so disgusting. It was the worst I've ever seen. I mean, they went on to say that, well, Italians aren't white anyway, so what's the difference? I mean, it blew my mind that this was on TV. And we tried. I mean, I wrote to NBC. I wrote to Saturday Night Live. We asked our elected officials to get involved in it. No one got involved except one assemblyman from Staten Island. I mean, this is what I'm talking about. We were sleeping. Any other group would have been protesting, would have been, you know, yelling at high levels to everybody at NBC. But Italian Americans, all right, it's a show, it's a joke. That wasn't a joke. That was pure hate.
Yes, yes, I agree. And it was very specified, pure hate. What can the Italian community do to help this fight, to help stand up for our heritage and our culture and Columbus Day?
Well, I think right now it's amazing because we have a coalition of over 52 major Italian-American groups in New York that are fighting this issue with Columbus Day. That never happened before. We've been meeting. We've had press conferences. We stopped the Grand Marshal of the parade and Chaz Palminteri and Joe Piscopo from attending the mayor's reception yesterday for Italian Heritage. So I think we're really sending the message now. But we have to do more, and we have to continue to keep the pressure on. We have to demand that if we have elected officials in our districts where we live that are in Italian, we want them with us. Because if this happened to any other group, they'd be falling over the microphones to denounce it. But yet, in some districts, we haven't heard boo from any of these elected officials. We have the Italian elected officials now, and we really have some good support from African-American and Latino elected officials, but we don't have them all. We sent a letter out to 149 elected officials asking for their position. We received back 53 responses, all positive. The rest never even responded. So to us, that's a no. That means they're not supporting us. So what we're going to be doing now, we're going to be publicizing this right before Election Day, letting the voters know where their elected officials stand on this very important issue.
And I think that's an incredible tool to do. I would love to have that, you know, for you to share that with me, because I would definitely would like to share that information, because I think people need to know, and it's sometimes hard to find out all this information. So be able to provide listeners, viewers, and for people to find out what's really going on and who supports what and who is against it. And I think also when you were saying about some of the other officials from other cultures supporting this, I think this is also important that if this could happen to Columbus Day, to Italian Americans, this sooner or later will domino effect and happen to other cultures. So this is really a place for people to come together and stand and unite, not to have Columbus Day mocked or disgraced like this and the statues.
You're 100% right. And you know what's going on? How do you judge a 15th century man by using 21st century standards? It's impossible. What was done back then was, it was evil, but it was done. It was acceptable. But, you know, I keep on hearing that Columbus brought slavery over. That's total nonsense. Slavery was here before Columbus got here. The Taíno tribes were at war with the other tribes. Their prisoners of war became slaves. Slavery has been the blightest mark on humanity for thousands of years. And I don't think there's a group in the world that can't trace their ancestors back to being slaves. For God's sakes, Christians were slaves back in the time of the Roman Empire. So I guess if we trace our roots back, there had to be some slavery back there too with us. Yeah, it's something that's been around. It's disgusting, but it's been around and it's still around. Right now, there's slavery still existing in the Middle East. When people don't want to convert to Islam, they basically put them in slavery. In Africa, you got slavery working very strong. So it's around. It's terrible.
Yes. And I think, it's so frightening, as you were just saying, about other countries where it is prevalent and actually current happening today, but there's no outcry. There's no outrage for that, but somehow people pick and choose which ones they want to stand for. And I think also social media, the news, everything has to really take responsibility, because there's so much fake news, there's so much, you know, rhetoric of here and there. How can people find the truth about Columbus, Columbus Day, and the Italian heritage and American heritage of Columbus Day?
Well, you know, that's going to be our job. Our job is to get the story out. You know, for years, you know, we're the only group in New York that don't have a Class A museum talking about our heritage. I mean, we got the Italian-American Museum on Mulberry Street, which is great. It's a small museum. But if you look at the other groups, they have these huge museums telling their story. We are allowing other people to tell our story, and they're telling it the wrong way. They're not being honest about what we're all about. And I think that's part of the problem we have in the Italian-American community. We have to start telling our story. We have to start giving the positives of what we're all about. Look, every group has negatives. The last perfect person on earth was Jesus Christ. There was nobody ever perfect. We all have some negatives in our life. But we have to accentuate the positives that we have. And we've done so much to create this country. You know, yeah, we named it, we built it. You know, we worked hard. When we came to this country, we became American. And we were proud of it. We loved our heritage, but we became American. And part of the problem is, because of our love for being in America, we lost our language. Italians no longer speak the language. They don't know it. I mean, my grandparents spoke it. They never taught it to us, because if you spoke Italian, especially during World War II, you were an enemy. So, yeah, we lost all that. We have to get that back.
Yes, yes. I think you also bring up a good point. You know, why is an Italian seen as a language? You know, you call up anything and press 1 for English, 2 for Spanish, 3 for Portuguese, you know, 4 for Japanese. Why is Italian not one of those options? I think it should be, you know, just as every other language, it should be there too.
You're 100% right. I see that even in banks when I go and use an ATM. It's very rare that I see the Italian language. And again, I think the reason is because you have Italian Americans that don't speak the language. So it's not, you know, except for senior citizens that are still, you know, trying to excel, you know, come into this country, to write, you know, for the most part, they don't speak the language. But it's our fault, because we should have taught our children, our parents should have taught us the language.
I know. It's been so hard, too. You know, when they came over here, they were so trying to fit in and to move forward that, and to speak English, that it somehow got lost in some areas with some families.
Well, you got to realize, look, when they came over here, first of all, they were promised that the streets were paved with gold. And boy, that was a lie. The streets weren't even paved. They came here and paved the streets. So there was no gold. They worked hard. They lived in cold water flats. They lived in deplorable conditions, but they survived. They survived being treated like garbage, by the people that were here before them. I mean, for God's sakes, even in the churches, they could not worship in the churches. They had to worship in the basements. That's why Italians built Italian churches. So discrimination was very, very widely received back then against Italian Americans, and it was acceptable. I mean, we had the largest lynching in this country happen to Italian Americans in New Orleans. People, very few people know about that. Very few people know what happened in New Orleans with the largest lynching in this country. I mean, it was a terrible time.
Yeah, I had no idea. Literally, this is the first time I'm hearing of that. What was it?
Okay, what happened was there was a lot of corruption in New Orleans, and you had Italian immigrants that were just coming into the country. They were flooding into the country, and they went to New Orleans and settled because there were jobs over there. There was, you know, menial jobs that they could take. People hated the Italians that were there. They didn't consider them white, and they considered them garbage. And, of course, they started fighting back against people that were attacking them. Commissioner Hennessy got killed one night, and they blamed the Dagos. So they rounded up all the Dagos, and 11 Italians got arrested. They were brought to trial. They were found not guilty. And what Mayor Shakespeare did in New Orleans, he led a lynching mob to storm the prison, the parish prison, and lynch 11 Italians. One was 14 years old. They were hung on trees. They were shot. I mean, it was the most disgusting example of discrimination in this country. It was so bad that Italy was going to break relations with America, and Italy started writing to the president. At the time, Theodore Roosevelt said this was a very good thing. Of course, it wasn't. But then the Columbus statue, believe it or not, was put there as a memorial to these people that got lynched. So, you know, it's part of a very sad history that Italians went through. And Italians were lynched in other parts of the country also. In New Orleans and in North Carolina, they were lynched. I mean, I have a whole list of cities that lynched Italians. But it was done. You know, we don't call for reparations. We don't do things like that. We move on. We're Americans. We're proud of it. And we remember what happened, so it don't happen again. But this did happen.
Oh, yes. Yes. I mean, and this is it's pathetic that this has not been taught in our schools, and it just hasn't been part of history, which I think really needs to be for everyone to read.
You're 100% right. Matter of fact, even back then, the New York Times did an article praising the lynching to show you how bad the New York Times is. So, and you're right, it's not taught in the schools. You don't hear about that. You don't hear about these people that got killed. They were innocent people. They were found not guilty by our judicial system. And yet, you know, they called them mafiosa. These people were mafiosa. These people were very hardworking people. They were poor. They were uneducated. And, you know, look, it's a sad part of Italian-American history. And, again, we don't have a Class A museum to really highlight this.
Yes, and it definitely needs to be a museum and more organizations and more events where people can come in and attend and learn and also feel a sense of family and empowerment and strength. How has it been as the chairman of the State Commission for Social Justice? What type of tasks have you taken on?
Well, believe it or not, I just got this position back in June. And but I've been part of the CSJ for a long time. A lot of the issues we take on, first we have two things we do. We promote a positive image of Italian Americans. And the way we do that, we have literature, we have bookmarks, we have posters of famous Italians, and we give that out to people. We try to give it out to schools. Hopefully they use it. You know, and some schools do use it. But the other part of CSJ is fighting the discrimination. Saturday Night Live was a big issue until Columbus Day happened. And right now, Columbus Day put everything on the back burner. But we also, I don't know if you know, Mount Rushmore. the chief carver of Mount Rushmore, was an Italian-American. He was an Italian-American, and he wasn't listed as the chief carver. He was listed as just one of the laborers that did the work over there. We finally fought that, and along with his family, we managed to be successful in getting him his due, you know, his due. But, I mean, this is what his name is, Luigi Del Bianco. He was an Italian citizen that came to America and worked on Mount Rushmore. He's the one that worked on the faces of the presidents to make them look the way they look. That even the person in charge of the project said if it wasn't for him, this Mount Rushmore would not look the way it does today. It took us years to get the federal government to put a plaque up announcing him as the chief carver. So this is positive image again that we work on and issues that we take on.
How can someone become a part of the league to contact you if they want to support you or if they're having discrimination or issues of their own?
Well, first of all, I honestly believe every Italian should belong to the Order of Sons and Daughters of Italy in America. We're the oldest and the largest Italian-American organization. We raise millions of dollars for charities. I mean, just last year, in August, we went up to our national convention. We raised $101,000 for Cooley's anemia, $40,000 for Alzheimer's, $30,000 for autism, and $58,000 for the earthquake in Lazio. That's just New York State. But the Order of Sons of Italy, then you get all the other states that come in with their money. So we raise a heck of a lot of money. In New York State, we give out 81 scholarships of $1,200 each to students that are going to college. So these are things they should really consider joining the Sons of Italy. It's a fraternal organization. It's charitable. And, you know, and we do talk about our culture. Now, part of the Sons of Italy is the Commission for Social Justice. So if anybody has an issue that we could get involved in, they should contact me. And I could give you my email address. It's osiajohnf@gmail.com. Or they could call the Order of Sons of Italy in Belmore, and they'll get them in touch with me. But, you know, we take on a lot of fights, and you know, there are some fights that are very difficult for us to handle. We can't really get involved in personal issues for the most part, but we'll look at every issue that comes up, and if it's something that we feel that we could be helpful in, we'll get involved.
Yes. So I think, if anything, it could give people some education, some tools, and also a sense of somewhere to turn. I will definitely look into becoming a member because I think this is so important, and I think it's about having pride and being honored and acknowledging your culture. It's not about, you know, as some people will say, it's supremacy. No, it's not. It's about your culture, and it's about having pride of where you come from.
Well, you know, the thing I want to bring out also, which is ironic, back in 1920, the Ku Klux Klan had a movement in America to do away with Columbus Day and the Columbus holiday and the Columbus statues, because they hated Columbus. He was Italian, he was Catholic, and they wanted nothing to do with him. Of course, that failed in the 20s. So today, these people that are pushing it are basically doing the work of the Klan. When you think about it, it's ironic, but that's what's going on. So, we have a petition out right now to save Columbus Day. And just in the San Gennaro feast this year alone, we collected 8,000 signatures. It's a nationwide petition. We hope to get 100,000 signatures. So far, I think we're up to 37,000, where we want to present it to the president for him to acknowledge Columbus Day and acknowledge it as a national holiday rather a federal holiday. So we're hoping to get that done. But again, it's like you said, it's education. It's really getting the word out and making everybody understand how important this is. Now, you said it before. You know, today it's Italians. Tomorrow it could be the Jewish community. It could be the Irish community. You know, we got to be careful. Every culture has a great history, and every culture has some problems in their history. But what's next? I mean, what do we do next? Do we do away with Thanksgiving because the pilgrims took over the country also when, with the Native Americans? I mean, who's next?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think that's so important, too, also, is that if people don't understand, if they're not even having their own heritage, the importance of this work and of these holidays and of the statues, it's really so important. I think so many times people have such flippant comments. Oh, just get rid of it. Oh, it doesn't make a big difference. No, there's pride. There's history. You can't change history because you don't like something. That's not how America works.
Yeah, but you know the sad part? And the sad part is our education system, because the politically correct people are now changed our education system and our ideals and philosophy. And now in schools, they're not teaching about Columbus as a hero. They're teaching Columbus as a villain. And I get this from Italian-American youngsters or younger people saying, why are we even honoring this man? Let's just change it to Italian-American Heritage Day. They don't understand. Our kids are being indoctrinated by the education system now, by the professors in college that are teaching a new story about Columbus. And if you look at Columbus's journals, you'll know that's totally inaccurate. We have his journals. And so it's totally inaccurate of what they're saying. And they're trying to say that the Native American population, well, they weren't Native American, the indigenous people that were here, they were peace-loving people. They were not. They were war Mongols. They fought with each other. They sacrificed kids. They were cannibals. I mean, they made slaves out of their prisoners of war. They raped the women that were prisoners. These weren't good people either. They had their negatives also. So for people to say that Columbus came here and took these people who were very nice people, it's nonsense. You know, they're human beings like everybody else, and they had their negatives.
Yes, and I agree. How can my listeners find where to sign this petition so we can get all those signatures? Where do they go?
Okay, right now we're going to have them at the Columbus Day Parade. We've had them in any group we go to. There is a website where there's a petition online, and it's the just type in Commission for Social Justice, and it'll come up. It's on Facebook also, so you could probably get it on there. But it's National Commission for Social Justice. When you go onto that site, you'll see the petition, right? There's a Facebook page, and you'll be able to see the petition right there and sign online.
Wonderful. Great. Great. Well, we're at the end of the show, and again, I just wanted to thank you so much for coming on such last minute and being able to help spread and educate on this important information and day in Columbus.
Well, I thank you for helping us spread the news.
Yes, and looking forward to Columbus Day Parade and really encouraging everyone to come out and support.
We can't let the rain scare people. Look, we have umbrellas. If it's going to rain, we still have to be there.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much, and thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you have any questions, you can send an email to insightintohealing@gmail.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/insightintohealing. Everyone, have a good night, and God bless.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Get two classic bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwiches for $5 at Dunkin', because two is